Now we're going to talk about some evangelism strategies for Mormons. First, when speaking to a Mormon, you must define terms. They use a lot of doublespeak. They say Holy Spirit, salvation, faith, Jesus Christ, etc. But as we've seen, they mean totally different things. And the 10 most important things you can say to a Mormon, this is by Rom Rhodes. There's 10 things in the handout here. The 10 most important things you can say to a Mormon. First, the Mormon church is not the restored church. The true church of Jesus Christ has never fallen away. Christ himself says he will establish his church and the gates of hell will not overcome it. Next, the Book of Mormon is man-made. Make that clear. The Book of Mormon is man-made. Next, the Bible is God's word and it's trustworthy. And the Word of God says that it is trustworthy. Christ himself is the Word of God. So don't let them believe that the Word of God, the Bible, has been distorted and it needs to be restored by the Mormon Church. Next, the one true God is an eternal spirit being. Make sure that they know that. Next, the Trinity involves three persons and one God. You can show them from Scripture that the Trinity is the biblical God. God reveals himself as Trinity, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, all three separate persons, but sharing one essence, all of them equally God. Next, you have to tell them humans are creatures and they never become gods. God says that he is the first and the last, or Jesus, I am the first, the last. I'm the Alpha and the Omega. There are no other gods besides me. I know not one. All of this is in Scripture. Just point that out to them. Jesus is God. Make sure they know Jesus is God. He's not the spirit brother of Lucifer. Jesus says, I and the Father are one. When you see me, you see the Father. Next, salvation is by grace through faith, not by works. Make sure they know Ephesians 2. 8, 9, and 10. Next, the afterlife involves heaven and hell. There's no three degrees of glory. And people can't be saved after they've died. And then share your testimony. Jesus changed my life forever. Share the testimony. Share the power. A lot of Mormons will say, well, I believe this book because when I read it and I prayed about it, God lit a fire in my bosom and I knew it was true. Well, share your testimony, because your testimony is true, theirs not. Theirs is not. And here's a few practices I've learned from Apologia Studios in evangelizing Mormons, because they do this a lot. You can tell the Mormon, if you're ever in kind of a debate maybe, tell the Mormon they don't have to defend Joseph Smith or Brigham Young. They don't have to be enslaved to defending those men. They can look at Scripture. They can pursue God in prayer, and they can look at the evidence themselves, and they are obligated only to stand on the truth. Next, a Mormon will say, I read it and prayed, and God told me that it was true about the Book of Mormon, like I just said. I have a feeling. The Book of Mormon's true. I know it is because I felt that it's true. And you can hit them with a scenario like this. What if a brother of yours, a fellow church member, was sleeping with his girlfriend before marriage, and he said he prayed about it, and God told him it's okay? Well, they would probably say, I'd go to Scripture, or they probably cite some Scripture that says, oh no, it says here or there that that's a sin, you ought not to do that. Congratulate them on that. Say, yes, that's exactly what we should do for all faith and practice, but why don't you do that with the Book of Mormon? Why don't you hold the Book of Mormon up against the Bible? And lastly, Mormons say they believe in Jesus too, but ask them to define what Jesus. The Jehovah Witnesses have a Jesus, the Muslims have a Jesus, the Mormons have a Jesus, but there is a true Jesus. Make sure that you make them, or ask them, don't make them, ask them to define Jesus, who he is, and then start there so you don't get confused in terminology. And on the handout, we have quick facts on the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I encourage you to read through those. And may God bless your endeavors in evangelizing your Mormon neighbors.